Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We are in the middle of the sugya in Nazir, Daf Chaf Vav Amud Bet, discussing the difference between Ma'ot Stumim, money that was set aside for Nazirut that in one way or another got interrupted. The index example we're working with is a woman who took a vow of Nazirut and then her husband rejected it after she had either set aside animals or money, and the money was either designated or not designated. We're dealing with the distinctions between Ma'ot Stumim and Ma'ot Mefurashim, because they have different results, of course. And in that sugya, we had the statement of Rav that said that it only applied to Ma'ot, but animals were considered Mefurashet. Rav Nachman put a caveat on that, which is that's only if the animal is a tmima and not a balat mum. And then he said silver is considered mefurash. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said even silver's not mefurash, boards are piles of boards. So Rav Shimon Bar Ashi asked Rav Papa to explain the distinction. My tamayim derabanan da amri ma'ot velo behema velo nascha. Ma'ut v'lo savra. Why is it that the Rabbanon kept distinguishing and saying that it only applies to money, it doesn't apply to behema, it doesn't apply to silver? Now others disagreed, it doesn't apply to piles of wood. In other words, everybody felt that it was somehow uniquely connected with coins and not other things. Where they drew the line at the other things was the difference between them. So if that was the case, that they had some sort of a Kabbalah, that the only things to which the halacha applies, halacha ibn Nazir, that if all the money put together is undesignated, that it can go in a davan, we don't have to have it go to Yam HaMelach, only applies to money, then elamiyata ma'ot v'lo'ofot, that should apply also to birds. Meaning, if you have birds, one of which, or money set aside for birds, some of which is for an olah, some of which is for a chatat, and then that process gets interrupted, that the money should go liam hamelach. Chitem machinami. And you want to say that maybe that's the case. Alahanam rav chista, ein hakin mitpashot, ela elvikichat balimo basiat kohen. That the only point at which the cane gets distinguished as far as which bird is Ola and which is Chatat is either at the beginning of the process when the owner buys them or at the end of the process when the Kohen does the Korban. So Amai, Hama'ot Gemirin La, after all, if we're going to learn from Ma'ot, that means that only Ma'ot can be Stumim, and then automatically the birds should be defined as being Mufurashim, even though we don't know which is the Chatat and which isn't, they should all both go Lamita. So Amarle, so he answered back, or Papa answered back, Velitamech, according to your reasoning that you're saying, since you're attacking the Rabbanan's claim that it's only regarding money that they have the halacha l'moshe Sinai by proving that there are other cases where we regard things as stumim, so hadit nan, or Mishum Gamliel, or Hevi Shalosh Beimon Falo Piresh, let's say somebody brought three animals for his Korban Nazir, a lamb, a ewe, and a ram, and he didn't designate which is which. Each is brought as is appropriate for it, even without him designating. Your argument is you think that every behema is considered not designated, so how can you bring them? So Amarle, he answered back, so Papa now answers. The questioner answers. The reason in the case of the birds are not designated except at those two points is that there's a pasuk v'lakach, which is in the context of the yoledet, and there's a first v'asah kohen echad v'lakach echad olav echad chatat or v'asah kohen echad olav echad chatat. The v'asah is in the context of a zav. So the Torah there expressly says one is a chatat, one's an asham, either at the purchase or at the doing. So it's a gzerat hakatuv that that's the only places where they become defined. By implication, at any other juncture in the process, they are considered undefined. So Hachanami, the same thing as Rosh Hashanah's halacha. Mimatzit amar taden lachatat tikar v'olah. How could you possibly imagine that the animal that we're going to bring as a chatat could be an olah? After all, hachanakeva, hachazachar. The olah is a zachar and the chatat's a nakeva. In other words, each animal is unique to its own kind of korban. There's no way you could bring it differently. There's no more mefurash than that. So that's certainly not a challenge. Now, we're going to have two challenges against Rav Nachman's halacha. Both will end up with the same exact response. We'll do it relatively quickly. Rav Nachman's halacha that said that if a behema is ba'alat mum, it's considered satum, but if it's a tmima, it is, then he follows what Rav said, which is that it is mufurash. Since when does anyone say that a behema that is ba'alat mum is considered like undefined? So if you have three animals together, but they're ba'ale mum, or one animal that is valuable, like one cow is valuable as much as the three of the flock, it's kistuma. Toshma, kitzadam ruhaish migaleach al nazirut aviv. The Mishnah later says, in what case, and what's the kind of circumstance where a man would end up using his father's korbanot to complete his own nazirut? And then the Mishnah goes on to describe when it would happen. And then it says, bizman shayahu v'aviv nazirim. But let's say both he and his father were nazirim at the same time. Befrish aviv ma'od nazirut omet. And father separated animals, money first, for his nazirut, and died. V'yamar, and then the guy said, Harein nazir manat she'agaleach ma'ot abba. I am accepting nazirut on condition that I can use father's money in order to be able to pay for my korbanot. Then hayula maot stumot, it doesn't work. If the father's money was undesignated, he pulled in a dava, it goes in dava. Tell be mam fureshet, but if he had an animal that was designated, chatat tamut, olatikav olash, tamiku vishlamim, and of course, like at our Mishnah, the shlamim without the lechem, they don't count for the kid, the kid can't use them. Now, the point that Rav Hamun is trying to bring from here is that in this statement, there is a clear distinction made between ma'ot and behema. My lava filu balan mum, don't we even mean if that animal is a bal mum? Nonetheless, we don't consider it satum, and if it's a, and if the, it's a value of a chatat, and the whole, if there is the value that includes enough for a chatat, the whole thing goes to Yam HaMelech, meaning it's sold, and then the money is sold and gone to Yam HaMelech. Lo, tmima. No, when it said behema, it meant tmima. So, of a balat mum kistuma damya. So you're telling me that a bal mum is like satum, like undesignated, my ear yamaot. If that's the case, then why did the Mishnah, or that brighter, why did that statement pick ma'ot? We always want to say the bigger chiddush. And it's more of a chiddush to say that if you brought an animal, if it's a bal mum, then it's considered satum, and it goes all in a dava. Why pick ma'ot? The answer is, so, the truth is, that's true. Balat mum, the Maikadish, after all, what is the hektish of a bal mum? It is the dummy, for its value. Dummy hanimot, that's maot. In other words, when we say maot, we don't just mean coins, it can mean anything else of value, anything else that when you're makdish it, is not going to be brought to the Mizbeach, and therefore doesn't have kedushat haguf, but rather is a value to the gizbar, who then sells it and uses it for something on the Mizbeach. That's called kedushat damim. And that's what a balmum is. So a balmum is the same as any other money, so it really is included. Okay, Meitiv Rava. Rava is going to bring a challenge, which is much longer, but it's going to take us to the exact same place as Rav Hamnuna's challenge, and we'll come up with the same answer. The pasuk in Vayikra Dalet, there's several pasukim in Vayikra Dalet talk about the Koran Chatat. Chatat of Yachid, Chatat of Anasi, Chatat of Kohen Mashiach, etc. And in each case it says he has to bring Korbano, his own Korban. What does that mean? B'Korbanohu Yotzevinu Yotzeh B'Korban Aviv. He has to use his and not his father's. Yecholo Yotzeh B'Korbano Shel Aviv, Shefish Mena Kala Lachamura Mena Chamura Lakala. In other words, if father separated a korban because father was also chayav chatat, and then father died, son cannot use that korban. So I might think that that only applies if they're not talking about the same thing. Father ate chaylev and son was machal Shabbos or something like that. Then I get it. That's what the pasuk would tell me. Aval yotzei b'korban shifrish avi min hakala lakala min hachamur chamur ala chamura. But if his father designated a korban and set it aside as a chatat kvua for chelev, and then died, and then the son ate chelev also, maybe the son could use it. Tamud lomar korbano korbano. That's why it says korbano in the second time in the pasuk. to tell you that it has to be his korban, not his father's korban, even in a case where it's for the same exact sin. Now we continue. Yachol lo yetzei b'korban aviv. That much I know, that he can't use his father's korban. That he can't use the animal that his father is mafrish, even if it's for the same sin. Because after all, a son cannot use his father's animal that he set aside as a nazir, if the son subsequently became a nazir. But perhaps the son can use money that father set aside, even if it was that father set it aside for a more severe act, which led to a chatat, and the son did a less severe, or vice versa. That I might think. That after all, if a father sets aside money for his own nazirut, and that's what the piece that we skipped in Rav Hanuna's challenge, if a man sets aside money for his nazirut, and it's satum, it's undesignated, and then he dies, son can use that to pay for his own nazirut. And that's the sticking point that we're going to look at. But within the context of this series of Midrashim, in which we're demonstrating that each mention of Korbano makes it more insistent that it has to be your own Korban and not your father's Korban and not the money your father set aside, etc. And so we think, oh good, so you can't use the Korban, you could use money, because after all you could do such a thing in the case of Nazirut. Talmud Lomar, Korbano, again Korbano, you see the psukim are all on the page. Korbano, b'korbano yotzei v'noyotzei b'korban aviv. I'm ready to accept the idea that he can't use the money that his father set aside even for the same kind of sin that the son does, the same kind of sin that the father did. Maybe, forget about the father. Son did one sin, he separated a korban, and now he did a different kind of sin, a worse sin, a less severe sin. Maybe he can mix and match and use that korban for the other one. That's what he says, he has to bring his korban for his chatat, for his sin. That korban for that sin. So if he set aside that korban for Chilul Shabbos, and then a week later he ate chalev, he can't bring that korban for chalev. That korban was for Chilul Shabbos. So I understand that he can't use an animal, even an animal that he set aside himself for one sin to expiate for another sin, even if it's the same kind of sin. After all, if you set aside an animal for chalev and then you later brought it for a different chait of dam or vice versa, you're not yotze. There's no meal attached, there's no kapara. But I would think, this is the last case. So we started with father set aside an animal for a korban, and you can't use it. So I think, oh, that only applies if it was a more severe or different kind of sin. So I need the second korban to tell me, even if it's the same kind of sin, you can't use it. And so all that tells me is if he separated the animal. What if he separated the money? So I might think you could use that. Therefore, I have the third korban to tell me that I can't even use the money that he set aside. And that only tells me as far as things that are more severe or less severe. What if it's the same? So I have korban no. Now, what if it's something I set aside for one sin and then did a different sin? Maybe I can use it. All right, so now we're to the last of those things that we are excluding. And that is that if you set aside money yourself for one korban, that you can't use it for another one. If it's the same kind of korban, whether for the same level or for more or less severe, because after all, if you set aside money for a chatat, for eating chalev, and then you ate dam, you can use that money for that korban, for the korban for the dam, and vice versa. Talmud Lomar al chatato, therefore it's korbano al chatato. That's what we think, that maybe you would be moel and it would be kapara. Therefore it says al chatato, ad shei korbano l'shem cheto. And that's the entire braita, and the only part that we need out of that entire piece is, ketani mihat behema. it mentioned behemah versus money. The whole system was maybe the father's behemah, maybe the father's behemah for the same sin, then money. Maybe money for the different sin, money for the same sin. Then maybe your own behemah, then ma'ot. It's behemah versus ma'ot throughout. So, my lava filu balat mum, isn't that indicating that behemah means any kind of behemah, even balat mum, which means that behemah balat mum is mefurash and not satum? Lo, tmima. When we say behemah, we mean tmima. Hava balat mum mai? Kistuma damya? You're going to tell me that a balat mum really is like undesignated money? My ear yediktani ma'ochi frishaviv. So then why mention father setting aside money? Litni balat mum. Tell me a bigger chiddush. If father set aside an animal, it's balat mum. And the answer is like we said before, achinami. To the maichazi, after all, what is a behemah balat mum worth? L'dami, it's worth a value, not its own body. Dami hainu ma'ot, that's ma'ot. Sometimes when we say ma'ot, again, we mean balat mum is included in ma'ot. So we completed our way to the Mishnah, Daf Chavchet Amud Aleph. Mirtz Hashem, in the next podcast, we will study this Mishnah and through to the next Mishnah on Chavchet Amud Bet, and then begin the next Sugya, which will take us closing in on the end of Perek Revi. Everyone should have a wonderful day.